Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk about failing versus failing forward. Now this may sound like a catchy phrase to you, but there's a very, very important difference. So what is failure? Failure is when you try something and you don't really work at it hard. You throw some money at it, maybe a new marketing scheme, and it doesn't work. It doesn't get you clients. So you stop doing that, and then you try something else, and that does or doesn't work. And then you stop doing that, and you try something else. You failed. You wasted money, and you failed. Is that your fault? Yes. What could you have done better? Well, you could have learned something from what you do. So here's something I see with attorneys that's very common. And, you know, if this insults you, so be it. Maybe it's what needs to happen to spur you to take action. You don't want to fail at marketing, okay? And you don't have to fail at marketing. What you do need to do is learn from what you're doing. You can't just throw money at something and not learn about how it works. No, I'm not saying you need to become an expert on SEO or an expert on pay-per-click or social media or any of that stuff. You don't need to be an expert. But you do need to be conversant with what's going on. Why? So you can pick vendors and know if vendor A is telling you this and vendor B is telling you that, which one knows what they're talking about. There's also a price of doing marketing. There's a tuition involved, you can say, okay? The tuition is the money you spend to do marketing, and that tuition includes failing early on or not getting great results early on. It's just a part of the game. It's just how it goes. In order to go to law school and to do what you do, you had to pay a lot of tuition. You know, probably $200,000 or more. Maybe if you've been in law for a long time, maybe $50,000 back in the days. But still, a lot of money. You weren't just allowed to practice law knowing nothing or just reading out of a book. You had to pay tuition. Same thing with marketing. Same thing with getting success from your marketing. You've got to pay tuition. So if you pay tuition and you go to school and you just daydream and learn nothing in school, what's going to happen? Well, the sad result is you're going to get nothing out of it and you'll have wasted your time. Now, in school, you may be able to cram and pass a test and get through, but in real life, the punishment is a lack of money. The punishment is you make no money in your practice. The punishment is you go out of business or you work 80 hours a week and you make a pauper's wage, you know, not an attorney's real wage. That's the punishment to you for not learning what you need to learn. And you don't want that to happen. So here's how we turn failure into failing forward. So whenever you hire a vendor, whenever you work with someone or work on some marketing scheme, here's a couple things you can do to ensure that you're learning from your failure and that this money you're using and this time you're spending is well used and well put. So one thing you need to do is you need to track your marketing. Use a phone number that forwards to your phone number. Use an email that forwards to your email. Whatever it is, whatever mechanism that you want people to respond to your advertising, meaning a phone call or an email, you need to track it. And you need to be able to track it so that you know that the result, the call, came from this particular type of marketing. Why? Because if you don't do that, you're going to be left with a feeling and a guess and, well, it's kind of working. Well, I'm not sure. Well, it seems like, you know, none of that stuff's going to help you. All it's going to do is just give you this vague unpleasantness, this vague feeling of, quote unquote, it's not working. So tracking is very critical to know where you stand. And no one wants to do it, first of all, because they think it's hard and it's not, and it's cheap nowadays. Second of all, it's like getting on the scale when you're 300 pounds. No one wants to do that. No one wants to see, we spent all this money and we got one client, so we actually lost $2,000. No one wants to see that, but you got to do it. That's the first step towards improving. The second thing to do with all your marketing is split test. So if you have a radio ad and it says one thing, do a second radio ad and rotate them and have the second ad say something completely different. Because chances are one is going to do a lot better than the other. Same thing if you're doing pay-per-click, have multiple ads. Same thing if you have a website and you have landing pages or you have different practice areas on it. Split test, if you can, change the copy on the website. Do something so you're testing so that money that you're using is going towards multiple stabs or multiple bites of the apple. not just one thing and sitting there for 10 weeks and saying, whoops, it didn't work. So that's another thing that'll help you fail forward and gain knowledge instead of just blowing money and not knowing what's going on. Number three, again, ask your vendor questions. Learn about what they're doing, why they're doing it, what things they've seen go wrong, what things they would recommend to make it go better. Call them up. If you have an SEO company, nothing wrong with calling them once a month and saying, what are you doing for me and what's working and what's not? What do you see? What could we improve on? What haven't I asked you about that you can help me with? You know, a good company will be able to talk to you about that without having to just pitch you on more and more stuff and help you and give you some real insight. Why not do that? They're there. They're a resource. Do it. You know, most of my clients don't do that with me. And the few that do, they get a lot more benefit because they're asking, what else can I do? What else can I try? Etc. And they know about what marketing we're doing and why we're doing it. They're not just like, I don't have time for this. I don't want to know. I don't care. You do it for me. That will never get you nearly as good a result. Another thing, too, is staying with a marketing effort for enough time, but not too much. So how long should you give a pay-per-click campaign before you know it's either working or not working? How long should you do SEO before you know it either works or doesn't work? How long should you do a radio ad? How long should you do any of these things? Well, there's a sweet spot for all of these. So one thing to do is not lock yourself into a year or a 2 or 3 year contract or a 13-week radio ad or something like that, because you may know way before then whether it's working or not. Very few things in marketing, I can tell you, work if you beat them to death. Usually things work on a somewhat quick time scale or not. There are exceptions, but everything has a time scale. Find out how long things take to work, and don't let them get away from you. Don't let them sit for a year, and then you say, oh, no, it didn't work, and now I'm stuck. Or, oh, I blew a whole year's worth of money, and nothing happened. That's another thing you can do to fail forward and gain knowledge. And the whole point of doing all this is the people that fail forward, the people that gain knowledge from their marketing and understand that it's a process to get to mastery are the ones that are going to do amazing over time. They're the ones that are going to get lots of clients and have a very profitable practice. It's like that old saying of someone being in business for 30 years, having 30 years experience. Well, they either can have 30 years of experience or they could have 1 year's experience 30 times over. Which one do you want to be? So I hope this helps you. Take control of your marketing. Take control of your practice. Get some knowledge. Do these elements I talked about, and you will be far more successful and not a victim. Hope this helps. If you do need marketing help, call 888-225-8594. Go to www.speakeasymarketinginc.com and let us know. We'll help you out. Thank you.